And good afternoon, and welcome to another installment of the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. It is on or about April the 21st, 2007, 2 days after the 232nd anniversary of the first shot heard around the world, the very first shot of the American Revolution. Another shot is rung out this week. The inauguration of a new website and a new campaign that is going to give all of those who are concerned about the big lie that the IRS has been spreading and has been intimidating people into going along with for so many years. And we're going to talk a little bit about that particular campaign today because that is an extremely important development in tax honesty movement, if you want to call it that, for lack of another word. Larry B. Craft was on the program with us last week, and we both talked extensively about the need for these groups that are just convenient bite-sized pieces to the IRS to consolidate into one united effort. And it looks like that's exactly what is going to happen, what is now happening with the inauguration of this new website. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, and we're going to get your feedback on it, those of you who have seen it, those of you who have not, they have questions about it, and you can get on and talk to us about that at 1-800-313-9443, at 800-313-9443. Great thing about this development is that this isn't any one individual. This isn't any one group. This isn't any one theory. But it is one huge mass who are in this particular movement to attempt to restore the rule of law and to sanctity of people's possessions and property, one of which is their labor. From the federal government, and hopefully a first step in restoring a constitutional republic with a federal, not national, government and individual and independent sovereign states making up their own minds without external interference and rule. Every journey, no matter how long, begins with the first step, and ladies and gentlemen, the first step has just been taken with the introduction of truthattack.org. That's truthattack.org. It went up just yesterday and is now fully functional, and the game is afoot. Problem that we've had with this movement has been that everybody has been pulling and pushing a particular theory or a particular approach. But there are plenty of problems with the Internal Revenue Service, plenty of problems with the status of the income tax law. Without getting into all of those side issues, when you have the mere irrefutable fact that there is no statutory authority for the Internal Revenue Service to exact taxes from the average working American, there is no provision in the income tax law that states that he is liable. And when we get back, we're going to talk about a little bit more of that. But remember, 1-800-313-9443, we'll get your take on this.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the system of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. It's not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's exploit of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back after paying a few bills. Got the truthattack.org just got launched. Let me tell you a little bit about that. I've got a little information on it regarding the formation and the launching of this particular campaign. And it looks like it's going to be ominous. If I were a federal Internal Revenue Service bureaucrat, I think I would be concerned and updating my resume right about now. This particular project, I guess not any one individual, it's not any one group, but there are a number of groups that got together and they decided that they needed to get unified in voice and unified in message, and then they needed to take the offensive. You know, for some years now, for quite a few years, as a matter of fact, at least 14 or 15 that I know of, people have been asking the Internal Revenue Service to show them the law, making them lie, or to show them the law requiring them to file a tax return and assess themselves with income taxes. And the Internal Revenue Service and the Secretary of Treasury have refused to respond to any of those requests. And when they have provided at least an answer in the form of a letter, it has never responded to the question. It's always referred to something else. The groups all had different theories as the answer was. They all had different approaches with different stresses. And then outside of the groups, you had a number of people that were out there selling their particular recipe, selling their formula for an antidote to the poisoning by the IRS of our rule of law. And they were out spreading their particular messages. And you heard Larry Becraft talk about some of those last week, not only on this program, but again on Monday with John Stadtmiller's program, where he and I were both guests. And these outfits have just totally been diffused. They have been splintered. They've been broken up into what I like to call convenient bite-sized pieces for the Internal Revenue Service. And whenever you've got that many different groups all chaining different messages all at the same time, all you hear is a roar of a crowd that makes no sense. On the same page, though, as you have these groups now getting, where they are all speaking in unison and they're all saying the same thing, then it becomes a chorus. Then it becomes understandable. And it didn't end with this many people shouting that message all at the same time. It also is heard and understood. And once you tell people the truth, and once they see the truth, you can't put that cat back in bag. You can't unring a bell of truth. So what we've seen here is just amazing accomplishment by these groups. And the groups are groups that you will recognize. Joe Bannister's Freedom Above Fortune. Bob Schultz's We the People Foundation and GiveMeLiberty.org. Payman Motahedas, Freedom Law School and Live Free Now organization. Steve Hemfling's Free Enterprise Society. Pete Hendrickson's Cracking the Code. Robert Clarkson's Patriot Network. These are names of groups that have been around in this movement for quite some time, and they have all been marching to different drummers, and they've all been heading in different directions, and they've also been getting gobbled up one at a time by gag order proceedings from the Internal Revenue Service, accusing them of selling illegal tax shelters when all they were doing was telling the truth. And what these orders are doing is gradually not only silencing these groups, but they're also tearing them apart, because the Internal Revenue Service also demands to have subscriber lists and membership lists from these people whenever they do gobble them up. Right now there is at least, there are two that I know of proceedings going on within the group that I just described to you. They're recently filed 6,700 action against We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz. We're telling it. There is also pending, and is now on appeal, an action against John Kottmeyer, who is also it's supportive of this particular project, with the Save a Patriot organization. Right now, fortunately, his attorney, George Harp, has been able to get a stay of those of that court order that shuts his website down, destroys his books, destroys his publications, stops his newsletter from getting out, shuts him up, and gets the access to his membership list, subscriber list, to the government. It's just it's nothing less than a book-burning party that you saw in newsreels and in movies from World War II with the Nazis. I know that sounds horrible. Your own government, you compare your own government to the Gestapo, although I know that was recently done, and on a number of occasions by the liberal side of the aisle, but you can't escape the conclusion that these people are just walking all over not only rights, but walking all over the law, walking all over the Constitution, and walking over truth itself. And somebody's got to stand up and stop it. And these groups have finally done just that, I believe. I think that they have finally overcome the one single impediment to success in the honesty movement, and that impediment is the lack of a single understandable message that they can convey to the public, and that the public can understand, and that the Internal Revenue Service cannot deny, and that is that there is no law making the average American liable for an income tax. It doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. I mean, that's a message a third grader can understand. There either is a law, in which case liable, assuming it's constitutional, or there is no law. But if there is no law, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says they can tax. It doesn't matter what the Paperwork Reduction Act says. It doesn't matter whether or not administrative procedures were followed in fixing the rates of taxation or in setting the standard exemption, which now they're so arrogant they don't even bother to follow the paper trail to promulgate laws, because they would much rather have you obey them because they said so, rather than because there were properly promulgated regulations, rules, or properly enacted statutes authorizing them to require you to pay a tax or to require you to file a return. The arrogance, the insolence, the total contempt for you, me, the law, the Constitution, and the truth is probably the most egregious case of kind of outrages that I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's time for everybody to stand up and start talking about this with their neighbors, with their in-laws, with their outlaws, with their coworkers, with their bosses, with their employees. And they need to start telling the truth and getting it out there and daring the IRS to come and refute it. And that's the only way that this is going to happen. And when enough people stand up and say, hey, follow the law. This is a nation that's ruled by law, not ruled by man, not ruled by agency, not ruled by committee or by Secretary of the Treasury. This is a nation that's ruled by the laws that are enacted by elected representatives and nothing else. And if you can show me the law, then fine. But if not, then it's a big lie. And they can't show you the law because it doesn't exist. I've been through every page of the income tax law, all 1,500-plus sections of it. There is no provision there stating that the average American is liable. The only provisions of liability, the only one direct provision stating that who is liable for the income tax is anyone who is required to withhold taxes from a non-resident alien. That's it. Now, in a law governing taxes, which is a law in derogation of personal rights and personal property, the law is required to be interpreted strictly. And what it says is what it says, no more, no less. And if there is no law that says that you are liable, then you are not among those who is liable. And that's a simple message to get across. And maybe if there was some reason why it took these groups this long to get together and get together and say, hey, it doesn't have to be rocket science. We don't have to make lawyers out of everybody's country for them to understand that there is no law making them liable. Hey, we're getting chewed up. And we are in small, easy flocks to take. We need to link arms, and we need to get together. We need to take this message to the country, and it's going to take each and every one of us, each and every one of us, to do that. Give me a call here on the Live Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443, and let's see what you think about this particular project. I'm excited about it.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean?
Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Here on the Live Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer. We're talking about the tax laws and the truth about the taxes in our country. You know, everybody pays taxes. These people who we've been talking about, these groups have all been characterized as tax protesters, but I've met an awful lot of them, and I don't know a single one that objects to paying taxes. But all of us have every right to object, to have something taken away from us that the law does not allow the government to take away. That's nothing less than theft, whether it's by deception or by intimidation or extortion. It's nonetheless than theft. You know, I mentioned a while back that that the Internal Revenue Service refuses to respond, and then when they do provide a response, it's not responsive. Well, I got a little bit of an unusual tidbit in my email box this week that I thought you guys might take an interest in. When I say you guys, I mean that generic, ladies. The piece that was sent to me is a copy of a letter, which I am presuming is valid because I have all the journalist skills of Dan Rather, and I haven't bothered to submit this to any experts. But it does appear to be a legitimate, typical abbreviated letterhead. It's time-stamped. October 27, 1998. It's a letter to Mr. Claudie Baker in Shreveport, Louisiana. I hear my hometown. Perhaps I should have called this gentleman up and verified this, but I'm going to go on ahead and share it with you with that particular footnote that it hasn't been verified. It's from the director of the Internal Revenue Service Center, Philadelphia, PA. And it acknowledges Mr. Baker's letter of September 26, 1998, to Mr. Rosati, the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service at the time, and indicates that, restates his inquiry as concerning the authority by which the Internal Revenue Service requires an individual to file a return. He goes on to say here in response to that, that our system of taxation is dependent on taxpayers' belief that the laws they follow apply to everyone, and that the IRS will respect and protect their rights under the law. Now, that isn't dependent on the laws that they follow, and it isn't dependent on the IRS respect and protection of their rights under the law. It's dependent on their belief that those are the two cases carefully worded, and then he goes on to say, we assure you that the mission of the IRS is to protect, provide America's taxpayers top quality service by helping them understand and meet their, now listen carefully to this, tax responsibilities, not tax liabilities, tax responsibilities. I don't know if any of you have seen that Everson tape where video and another on another IRS official that's questioned on this issue, but he said, I think that it's every American's obligation to support his government. He could not answer that it was a legal obligation, though. And here in this letter, he's very carefully phrased it to be a tax responsibility rather than a tax liability. He goes on to support his position, which isn't really a position at all. He's sliding off of it already, that the courts have upheld the constitutionality of the federal income tax. Well, that's a little bit of a broad statement, but he cites a two tax court cases, and he cites another Eighth Circuit case in 80, but none of these are authoritative. None of these, are from the Supreme Court. None of them have really passed the ultimate test of constitutionality, not only as written, which I do not dispute, frankly, but as applied, which I do dispute most adamantly. Now, he addresses 16th Amendment issues, indicating that that these claims that the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified have been rejected by the court. Well, that's not exactly true. They've never agreed to hear that issue. So if the courts have refused to hear the issue over the validity of the ratification process, how can you say that they've rejected the claims? They rejected the cases. Now, that it goes, he's not done yet, though. It says, he indicates here later on in the letter that the law itself does not require individuals to file a 1040. However, 6001 says every person liable for a tax. Now, here's the first time that the word liability has been used in this letter. For a tax imposed by the code, shall make returns and comply with the rules. But then he's still not done. And indicating, talking about the enforcement, he talks about Section 6331 of the code, which is the enforcement of the income tax. And he admits the levy, which is a seizure, the levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or District of Columbia. And yet they're using these levies against Americans all over the country. Give me a call at 1-800-313-9443, and when we get back, we'll start taking calls on these subjects.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm back up and running here at the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about the inability of the Internal Revenue Service to respond to a message like, there is no law, because they cannot point to one. You know, this isn't just unique to the Internal Revenue Service. In my personal experience, the first time that I suggested that they might think about showing me some legal authority for requiring me to file returns or to pay taxes, they just refused to acknowledge it. The second time was with CID. That's another division of the Internal Revenue Service that they were rattling sabers with at me. And their response was, that's a frivolous argument. Now, I had made an argument. I merely stated that I was requiring them to show me any lawful authority for their right to collect a tax from me. That's not an argument. That's just a demand for their authority. But that's a frivolous argument. And then with a meeting with the U.S. Attorney's Office, again, it was brought back up, if you can show me any law that provides any authority for your taking my money or requiring me to file a return or imposing a duty on me to do either, then fine, you'll bring it out. And they couldn't bring it out because there is no law. And then whenever in the motion that I filed in this proceeding that I'm tangled up with right now, I filed a motion saying that there is no law establishing any liability on my part for an income tax. And they could not, the U.S. Attorney's Office, even when formally challenged in court on a motion, had to shrug his shoulders, in effect. He could not produce a law. And then it came to the judge, and he had to either say, yes, there is a law, or there isn't. And I'm saying there is no law, and the U.S. attorney is saying he doesn't have one. And the judge says, well, it doesn't matter to him. Motion denied. Well, we'll just have to see about that. But that does establish that they cannot respond. They cannot answer that challenge because they have no law in hand. There's no legal authority for their collection of taxes against virtually every American out there working and making a living for himself and his family. We do have a caller on the line, though. We got John. John, are you there?
I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, for years?
Yes, sir. And you are absolutely correct. Here, it's not the IRS that's the criminals. It's the U.S. Congress and the Senate.
Well, they're all in on it, John.
They're the ones that's making the IRS do what they do.
Well, the IRS isn't complaining, are they? You don't see them whining about it, do you?
They won't even answer my petition for redress put out by Bob Schultz. I sent to them certified mail, return receipt requested. They kept my green cards. They wouldn't return them. And that's John T. Salazar, a congressman, and his brother Ken Salazar, a senator. I call them alligator Salazars. They're all liars and thieves. Why won't they answer my petition for redress? I'll tell you why. If you go to Revelation 17, 1 to 9, Babylonian, Greek Roman, invented Christian communist is the problem.
Well, you don't have to go. You don't have to go to the Bible, John. You can go just go to the Internal Revenue Code.
Well,
and
I've got everything.
The fact is,
put out, Tom.
Well, the fact is, well, can you find a liability provision that identifies any of the average American as liable for the tax?
There is none.
There is none.
Who appoints the judges to these courts?
Well, you know the answer to that question. You're knowledgeable on these subjects. I can tell you're well-read. But the appointment to the court is made by the president with advice and consent from the Senate. And,
there you go. Now, who is violating the law? The IRS or the Congress?
I don't think there is any doubt. I don't think that you have to either assume that every congressman and every senator and every president and every secretary of the Treasury has been an absolute idiot.
Sure,
and,
they are.
I have to take exception with you on that.
Will not answer the questions.
That doesn't make them idiots.
That's right.
Okay, so
No sovereign state the IRS has no authority in any sovereign state. Only the corporate states put out by the corporate United States.
Well, I'm afraid you're drifting into areas that aren't necessary. If you want to get into those and you want to research and read up on areas of geographic jurisdictions and you have to recognize, too, that Article 1, Section 8 grants jurisdiction to the federal court or the federal government far beyond its geographic exclusive legislative areas, such as D.C. and territories and federal enclaves.
You got that right.
While they have exclusive legislative authority over those areas, they also have regulative authority over certain subjects of regulation throughout the United States. When I say United States, I'm not talking about D.C. and the territories and the federal enclaves. I'm talking about within the states.
Well,
we've given them that legislative authority, but we did not give them authority to take our labor. We did not give them authority. We put them on a 1,500 calorie diet. That's what basically the founding fathers did.
We the people govern. They only represent, and they're all lying through their teeth.
And if you had a power of attorney that you cut to somebody, and he was going through and just ransacking your property and your bank accounts, you'd do all you could to stop him. You would revoke that power of attorney.
I quit using banks.
Well, I understand, but nonetheless, if you want to get off into those things, it's fun to do. You get out there and you do all the reading and you do all the discussing you want. But when it comes down to the question of the income tax, it doesn't have to be complicated like that.
Well, here's the thing: it's the Congress and the Senate doing it. The IRS is only obeying them.
Well, I hold them a little bit more accountable to that because every one of them has done the same thing I have.
They're all criminals.
Every one of them has raised his right hand and sworn to uphold the law and the Constitution.
They don't do it. They're perfect zeros.
I hold every one of them equally responsible. I'm not as charitable as you are toward them.
Absolutely, well.
And which means, I guess, that you're a better man than I. But I appreciate your call, John. And
you
make a point. Definitely, it's not just the IRS.
Thank you, sir.
The IRS is a messenger, but they are a willing messenger, and they're a knowing messenger, and they know that their message. They're just as guilty as a thug that comes into your shop and demands protection money every week.
Absolutely.
The only difference is that they don't offer any protection.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day, sir, and we'll talk to you later. All right. Now we've got Rita in Colorado. How are you doing, Rita?
Hi there, Tom. Yeah, you know, I'd like to follow up with that a little bit because I've taken some action on exactly that point that John brought up.
Which point was it? He brought up several. He talked about revelations, and he talked about jurisdiction, and he talked.
When you get to Revelation, you get to the point about the people who call themselves Jews and are not, and when we have inalienable rights, that means that we are not subjected to a cult that is denying our rights it's actually a cult. That's what I did. I went to The Hague in 2001 and 2002 to the World Court, all the police. And I'm an American. I've been American all my life. I wouldn't become a citizen of another nation. They offered me to become, you know, to immigrate. I didn't immigrate. I'm just an American. And people can check out my website. It's geocities.com/Leona, Leouna, and there's a link called Rita Closes the Post Bank. But what we're getting really is the whole thing. It's not just the IRS. It's not just the Congress. Or the president, it's the whole government.
Well,
the whole government is a cult.
The whole government is a special interest group. Let's call them that.
Because I
think for the most part they're godless, and it's hard for me to imagine a cult without a god of some sort.
Right.
Even if the god is nothing but a golden calf.
But they call themselves. This is what gets them is where if they call themselves godless, you know, we wouldn't really have a point. But if they're going to Christian churches, they're calling themselves Christians.
I mean, that's their personal life, and I really don't want to get involved in their personal lives. I don't think I have a right to. But at the same time, I have every right.
People who call themselves Christians do, and the Orthodox Christians in the city where Jesus was born have banned George Bush for life from that church because he is not a Christian. He failed. He fails at that thing.
I don't want to get into debate theology. There are two areas, Rita, that one should never get into an argument with somebody. And that, you know, sports and religion. I don't think any of us will know whether we meet the definition of a Christian until we shake St. Peter's hand and he tells us whether we did or didn't. I don't think any of us are entitled to make judgments of everybody else.
Yeah, but the people who make judgments of our inalienable rights.
Now, that's a different issue, though.
Stand over us, lose their sovereignty over us. When they do that.
Hold on just a second. Let me let you talk about that. Now, let me clarify something for you. You do have a right. You do have a remedy. Now, sometimes it's not a real clear remedy, but you do have a remedy whenever the people that we have entrusted with the preservation and protection of our rights have failed to protect them and failed to respect them.
Right.
We have a right under that's declared under the Declaration of Independence that when any government ceases to serve that role, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Now, what do you abolish a government, you might come up with something a little bit worse. We do have a good framework.
So what our option is
to alter it. We need to change things.
All it takes to start the process is for people to say, we recognize inalienable rights. And since I am a Christian faith keeper, I was born before the Ides of March 1956, so I could become a righteous 45er in the first year of the new millennium, and it offended me, and it did everything to me for 45 years so I could come to that point to say that. And guess what? They all turned racist all at the same time.
Well,
so that we could say all
that I think that's unfortunate, but I tell you what, I appreciate your calling in, Rita, but we do have to move on. We've got folks that are waiting, your point that the government is not protecting and respecting your individual and inalienable rights, I believe you're 100% right. And now, moving on, we've got Ray in California. Ray, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, Tommy. How are you? I know that you're on the same boat I am in. I think we got indicted probably one day apart.
Oh, really? We're almost twins then, huh?
I'm twice as hefty as you because I got four counts of 7201 and four counts of 7203s.
Well, then, you're a bigger twin. But I'm sorry that you're having to go through that, and I wish you well with it. I hope that you're able to push back, the veils and to get the truth out. We're going through and we are preserving issues. I hope you're doing the same. I have secured good legal representation, even though I'm myself a very experienced trial lawyer. I hope you are doing the same.
Just so the public knows, I mean, this is, as far as legal expenses, this is very, very expensive. The attorney that I have estimates it's going to cost about $270,000.
It is expensive, and I don't know if what they did in your case, but they spent 2 years destroying my practice and grinding me down into financial ruin before they struck, hoping that I would be unable to defend myself. And through the kindness and generosity of many in this community, I've been able to stay with them. I'm not there yet. I'm still way short of making it all the way through. But they have come through for me and kept me at least a roof over my head and enough to pay part of my legal expenses as I go along here. But, it's a burden. It's a major burden.
It is true what you just stated, because in my situation, they killed my practice myself. I'm a chiropractor, and they went to all the insurance companies. They put it all over the newspaper.
Okay. You know what, Ray? I bet I met you. I bet I met you at Paymon Ada's conference in Irvine, California. Were you there for that conference?
No, Tommy, unfortunately, believe it or not, I'm on a restricted travel.
Well, your story is so parallel to a gentleman I met there at that conference back in, I think it was in February or early March. They've done the same thing to him. It's a standard procedure for them to first, grind you down and harm you financially, socially, politically, or anything that you have as an asset, and to isolate you from the herd before they start sticking the picks in your back.
Yeah, unfortunately, in my situation, I don't think the Department of Justice has ever heard of the 13th Amendment, because I'm incarcerated practically in my home, but yet I've lived here for over 30 years. Not travel. I'm not a threat to their witnesses. I'm not a threat to a flight risk. All those factors. But yet, the judge, the magistrate, who is not an Article 3, it's an Article 1 judge, the magistrate states, we have to make sure that you show up for your trial. And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. If I'm in Bombay, in Mexico, Cuba, wherever I am, I still have to show up for my trial. Otherwise, they'll drag me in like they did to Eddie Kahn by clubbing him over the head and bringing him in anyway.
Yeah. Well, look, good luck to you, Ray. God bless you. And, you know, I hope that things turn out well for you. And hang in there. Just remember, they don't have any lawful authority. You've got right, truth, and justice on your side. And so we'll be back here at the Life Free Zone with Tom Cryer in just a minute.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become a reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to Live Free Zone. We've got a caller standing by here, but I don't want to cram him into the next few minutes. So I want to stop and if he'll hold on and bear with me for a little bit. And if you want to get on the program with us today, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Talking, as always, about the big lie. And I want to just reiterate that this new movement that is now afoot, I mean, a consolidated, unified, totally in agreement group of groups, not just splinters. And when you take these splinters and you line them up all on the same point, you have an arrow. And I can't tell you how excited I am about the prospect of seeing everybody finally standing up all at the same time, all with the same message, and all without any question, all without any means of the government to refute, and saying to the American people, there is no law making the average American liable for the income tax. And there's no lawful authority, therefore, for the IRS to demand any of you or to demand a return from you because you're not liable. You're not one of those who is subject to that tax according to its own terms. And that message is one that every everyone can agree on, whether we have different emphasis or we have a different take on the big picture and the whole screen, whether we are focused on provisions regarding summonses and authorizations for requirement of taxes or submitting substitutes for returns, doesn't matter, because we're all united now under this one clear cut and easily understood and conveyed message. And I can't urge everyone too strongly to get into this program, to go to truthattack.org, look at that website. It is embryonic. It is merely the beginning of a huge push across this country, and only through the people is this push going to happen. Rita was saying earlier that we had the government no longer was respecting or preserving our rights. It's time for us to make an alteration. It's time for us to hold them to that task. It's time for us to stand up all at the same time, because if we don't, then all we're doing is sacrificing our best and our brightest to the bad guys, to the liars and the thieves. And get on that website, enlist, get to work. When you enlist on that website, you get what they call a Truth Troopers Comeback Kit, and it tells you exactly what you can do to create a huge footprint in the future of this country. And whether we do this or not is we are definitely at a fork in the road. And we are either going to allow this country to slide off the edge and into oblivion and dash the hopes of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, or we're going to get it back on the road and get it back where it was supposed to intended to be, and to preserve this country and the ability and all of the potential that it offers a free people for not only ourselves, but for all those to come. The people that went before us paid the price. The people that went before us made sacrifices far more than this particular campaign could ever exact from any of us. And they preserved it, and they handed it to us in this generation. And it's our responsibility to preserve it and hand it back over to the next one in line. And that's where this particular project, that's where this particular campaign comes in, because it is the beginning of just that. It's the beginning of the preservation of a free country that so many of us were old enough to remember, at least the semblance